Mulmore Lanes on the west side of Houston as Texans huddle on the road continues throughout the course of this summer. Hi, everyone, and welcome into the Chester Pitts. What's it called, Mark?
Strikeout for the Arts for the Chester Pitts Foundation.
Strikeout for the Arts here at Mulmore Lanes. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer, and our special guest, not only our guest, but our correspondent today, Travis Johnson. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Patty. Thank you, Mark, for having me. I'm enjoying myself already.
Well, as we said, we're out here for Chester Pitts. He puts on this event each and every year, raising money for the arts. We'll have that a little more detail a little bit later on the show. Travis is going to go out and talk to some of the players that are going to be here. We've got guys from the Houston Texans. We've got guys from the Dynamo. Lots of celebs out here. We'll get to all that a little bit later on. But while we've got you out here, Travis, we want to talk a little Houston Texans football. Just your thoughts so far, what you've seen with some of the moves the Texans have made, their OTAs, their mini camps, and the direction this team is headed right now.
Well, I'm not excited about it. I think the only thing I'm excited about is that it's a new era. But at the end of the day, I worry about how they're gonna transform this defense to fit around a guy like Jadeveon Clowney, to fit around a guy like J.J. Watt. You can't have two star players and have these guys eating up blocks. You need to make sure they're making plays, kind of like in a Wade Phillips style defense. But I think Romeo Crennel has been around long enough that I think he can get it done. But with the quarterback, I'm still worried about the quarterback situation. No quarterback, no Andre, there's no team.
Well, let's start there, Travis, because Ryan Fitzpatrick has been named the starter of this team. How long do you think that remains the case? Do they work in Savage at some point or stick with Fitzpatrick or just make that decision based on how it's going?
Well, I think Ryan is going to have the job for about as long as he had the Buffalo job after the new deal. It's going to be short. I don't think he'll be there forever. Savage is going to have to come in and show that he can play and make plays in this game. But I'm not confident in him either. I mean, went to three different schools in 4 or 5 years. I'm really not confident in what he can put on the field. I think he's a guy who runs away from a lot of his problems. I think if the pass rush is against him, I think he's a guy who lays down.
All right, so far that's a couple negative things I've heard come out of your mouth. But give me some positive.
I'm excited about Bill O'Brien. That's it, because I think if anybody can do it, I think he can do it. And I'm not excited about the quarterback play, and I'm not excited about Dre not being here. You know, I would love for him to be here. I think the guys would love for him to be here, but I know why he's not here. So I think it's one of those things where he's going to do what he needs to do for himself and his family, and we'll just go from there. But I'm excited about Bill O'Brien.
Travis, back to the defense for a moment here. You brought up Watt and Crennel and that kind of thing, how they're going to mesh together. You have Clowney to work with. Assuming everybody's relatively healthy here, there are a lot of pieces where you can put something very special together.
Oh, no question. When you have a guy like Jadeveon Clowney, you have a guy like J.J. Watt, who's arguably probably the best player in the NFL either side of the ball right now, and you get a guy like Pope, who you brought in, Poe, to come in and play the nose, or Lewis Nix, who you drafted, and who would have been a first-round pick if you didn't have a weight issue at Notre Dame. I think you get those guys in here, teach them the system, and let those guys do what they do. Be space eaters up front, Lewis Nix and Poe, and then you let guys like J.J. and Jadeveon make plays.
So at this particular juncture in the season, here it is, kind of the middle of July, sort of that downtime, that desert, so to speak. The guys are kind of trickling in for an event like this, but training camp just a couple weeks away. What is the mindset? How much are these guys chomping at the bit to get back out there on the field?
Oh, well, I mean, it's been all this time off, and now you're kind of tired. I mean, you love your wife, you love your kids, but you're tired of being home, you know, because now your wife is making you take the trash out. She's making you do everything that you really don't want to do. So now once it goes back to football, you're like, hey, baby, I'm working. Yeah, hang on. So I think the guys are excited not only to hit somebody, but to see what the season entails, because you got a new era of coaching in. You got from coaching from top to bottom. Only thing not different is the equipment room, and Jay Bird will be here forever. But after that, you are excited just to see what does these new Texans look like. That's all. You're going to be excited as a player just for that.
Yeah, we kind of expect a very intense training camp based on what we saw in OTAs with Bill O'Brien, but hey, you really can't have two-a-days the way they had them even when you played, which was relatively recently because things have changed.
Yeah, well, you can't do it. I think now they do the 2-1-2 system where they go two practices, one practice, two practices. But I think right now Billy O is going to be – I think he pushed them a lot in OTAs. I don't see him still giving them that same intensity all day, all through camp, because you want these guys to make it through the season. You don't want these guys to just – bonk out, and maybe I think he has more of a pro style approach than college approach. A lot of times you get college coaches that come into the pros, they push the guys like college because you got so many of them. But now you only got 53 guys, you got to tone it down just a little bit.
All All right, you ready to go to work?
Oh, of course. We're going to have a good time.
All right, we have to take our first time out here on Texas Huddle, but don't go away. Travis is going to hit the lanes, go talk to some players, and Mark and I have more as well. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texas Huddle. Patty Smith alongside Mark Vandermeer. And Mark, you weren't with me last week. I so missed you, but you're back. I'm so happy to have you back.
Where's John Weeks, huh? No John Weeks this week.
No John Weeks this week. Mark?
How come I don't get to do a workout segment with you?
Okay. Well, I had so many things I could say there, but yes. I'm glad you're back because this is kind of the time of the year where there's not a lot going on the field, but there are things going on off the field, and who better than to update the fans than you?
Well, training camp is on everybody's mind. I mean, I get asked all the time, how can we get tickets to training camp? And there will be several open practices, but as everyone knows from years past, you need tickets to attend. Even though they are free, they are limited. And by early next week, you're going to know exactly how to get tickets. Stay tuned for all your Texans channels, HoustonTexans.com, to let you know how you're going to get tickets to training camp. And it's going to be different this year, Patty. Not only a new coaching staff and all of that, but the configuration of the stands, slightly different. The entrance will be off Merworth this year, parking in the green lot. And again, we'll go through all of this next week, but all that information is coming down early next week, just so you know that.
And of course, in the meantime, the players are getting ready to report to training camp. A lot of them finishing up vacations, working out, resting, having their events such as this one that Chester Pitts is having tonight. And boy, you love to see these guys out there in the community. And this is a big one.
Well, Chester Pitts, he's the ultimate Texans ambassador, really. We have so many good ones, but Chester is the Iron Man. You know, he missed only 7 plays in 7 years. He was a second round draft choice of this team and, you know, was really such a solid player for so long. I only wish that he had a chance to be on the Texans AFC South championship teams. That would have been great. But Chester is great for the Houston Texans and for the Houston community. And, you know, he loves getting together with the people. And this is a great cause for his foundation and all that, inviting several current Texans players, former Texans players. So great event. Great job by Chester.
Well, and our Travis Johnson is standing by with Chester now.
Check you out, man. You good?
Thanks, Patty. I'm here with Chester Pitts. We're sitting here at him.
Okay, we got to start over. Did you really just say thank you?
You like
Patty?
That? You like that?
Okay. Give it
to me.
I love it. Unbelievable. Hey. Did you hear that? Like she just pitched to you in the field.
Always be selling, baby.
Yes. So start over. Do it again.
Thanks, Patty. I'm here with Chester Pitts at his bowling event.
Yes.
What is it called, Chester?
The Chester Pitts Charitable Foundation, but the name of the event is Strikeout for the Arts.
It's the Chester Pitts Foundation. I wanted you to tell me what the name of it and had tell me what is, besides Strikeout for the Arts, what exactly are you benefiting right now?
Okay. Young kids between 5 and 15 that have zero or very little access to what I call the wonderful world of fine arts and culture. These are kids that, you know, my signature event, we take 50 kids at a time to the Houston Symphony. These are kids that not just have never been to the symphony, these are kids that have no idea what classical music is. So to be able to create that bridge and be able to provide that opportunity for them is just one of the many things that our foundation does.
Well, Chester, we appreciate you. The city of Houston appreciates you. But I got a question. I just asked Kush, what is your best bowling game ever? I remember when we were with the Texans, Coop used to have us bowling every year. What is your best game ever?
Best game ever, or best game as a part of the Texan event?
Best game ever.
My best game ever is I bowled a 187.
I don't mean on the Wii. I mean in real life.
No, I'm serious. 187 was my best game ever. It happened one time. The closest I've ever been to that 187 is about a 145. But that's the best I've ever done. I was on fire that day. One time.
Well, there it is. We appreciate you. We appreciate your contribution. Back to you, Patty.
All right, thanks so much, Travis. We'll check in with you in just a little bit. But right now, we've taken another time out here on Texas Huddle. Don't go away. Plenty more to come from Bowmore Lane. Stay with us. Well, the pins are are falling, and everyone is having a great time here at Bowlmore Lanes. And Mark, a lot going on here tonight, but there's also a lot going on, maybe not on the field, but inside of NRG Now Stadium.
Yes, absolutely, Patty. Players, a lot of them are there working out on a daily basis, especially the rookies. Jadeveon Clowney, I just bumped into him this week. You know, he said, hey, you hear that music in the weight room? I said, yeah. He said, well, let's get to work. I was like, not so fast, okay? Patty wouldn't even let me in a workout video show last week with John Weeks, so there you have it. But it's good to see the guys around. It's kind of like a quiet before the storm, but they're there. They're working out. Look, you need to get yourself in great shape and then to get yourself to fall out of it right before training camp. Bill O'Brien wants them all, he said, in the greatest shape of their lives, so they have a lot of work to do to maintain that and get there before July 25th.
Well, last time we talked to Jadeveon Clowney, talking about whether he was going to be here and what Bill O'Brien's expectations were, and he kind of said, well, it's not mandatory, but yeah, we're all going to be here.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And, you know, why not work out at the facility where you do have some supervision? And, of course, you know, especially if you're rehabbing injuries, you got to do that as well.
All right. Well, as I said, there are all kinds of players out here, 16 Houston Texans, some Houston Dynamo. And right now we're going to check in with our Travis Johnson. Travis, who do you have?
Right now I got former Texan Jelani Hawkins, who is an original Texan, and he also is the owner of the only cold-pressed juice company in all of America, Squeeze. And tell us about the things that Squeeze is doing right now.
Well, first of all, we just signed an endorsement deal with Arian Foster. He'll be representing Squeeze as our brand ambassador. We're getting out to a lot of the athletes, a lot of the families around town, and we just spread health and wellness around the Houston area.
And you see Jelani when he played was about 340, and now he's a crisp 275. The guy is working hard. He has the best juice in the business. I love it. I love the greens, the beets, everything. So tell us why you're out here supporting the Chester Pitts Foundation.
Well, first of all, Chester's one of my good friends. We grew up together in L.A., and, I mean, we want to come out to support the arts, you know, support the community, and this community's been supporting us. So we're just going to keep reaching out and keep supporting, man.
And I see over here looking like a $2 bill with all this green on right here.
It's all about money.
Hey, all about money. I see
money,
you.
Money
check is full. Is full. Hey, the green signifies the vegetables, signifies the veggies. Jelani Hawkins, original Texan. Why are you so short today? All right, well, man, get out of the way. I'm here with Brandon Brooks. That's who I got with me, Patty. And I'm over here. I see you looking like a box of muscles right now with your Jordans on the shoe. Check out the shoe game right now. You know, we are shoe connoisseurs over here.
I'm just trying to get my custom game on like you.
Hey, man, I'm just happy you out here supporting Chester. And I'm asking all the guys, what is their best bowling game ever? What is your best bowling game?
Honestly, I couldn't even tell you I haven't bowled in so long. I mean, I'm just out here.
Barks and stares of pins down. Do you not see his chest?
Well, I do see that. You know, for those who don't know, Brandon Brooks probably is the most underrated guard in all of the NFL. You are a top five guard, in my opinion, in this league. And I think you could be a top five bowler. What do you think you need to do to improve your bowling game?
Get out and bowl more. I mean, as with anything, it takes practice and repetition.
Well, there you have it, man. I got my guy here, Brandon Brooks, one of the best guards in all the NFL. Watch out for him. He will be a Pro Bowler this year. Okay, ladies. I'm here with the Texans, ladies. I'm here with the Texans, ladies. These ladies are on the eight. This is to say the alcohol made them do it. You know, right now they came in here. It was all on my body and stuff right there because I got this Waffle House yellow on. Ladies. Y'all hear them. Ladies, who y'all bowling with today?
Brian Cushion!
Whoa! Hey, Cush, watch out. There might be a lot of butt pinchers out here.
I've never been to the pins. Let's not try to do pins.
Hold on. Who does he look like right now? He looks like a Hollywood star right now. Hollywood star right now.
He looks like a really ruggedly handsome
Leonardo
MMA fighter.
He looks like Leonardo DiCaprio. Hey, Cush, real quick. Cush, what was your best ever bowling game? Ever?
Not very good. I'm not a bowler. I'm a football player, man.
There it is. So if we put the pins up and put them in the A-gap, what do you do to the pins?
I'll knock them down.
There it is. That means you're a dang good bowler.
They're not getting up.
Not getting up at all.
The pins aren't getting up.
Ball not coming back.
No.
I like that. You heard it here first. 56 on the field, number one in your heart, Brian Cushing. Looking like Leonardo DiCaprio, sex symbol. You should be Ebony Man of the Month. You're going to be the first white guy on Ebony Magazine.
That's fine with me.
Hey, follow me. I see the T-Rex. He's moving in the jungle. Watch me. Follow me. Come in. All those out there, TV land. We got Dwayne Brown in the building. We have Dwayne Brown amongst the trees. Look at him. Look how he interacts with everybody. Look, hey. Look at that guy. Look at that guy. Dwayne, hey.
So,
Patty, I got Dwayne Brown here. Dwayne, please tell us why you blessed us with your time and your presence.
Well, first of all, you know, Chester is one of my great friends, one of my biggest influences I've had since I got the NFL. And anything that he's involved in, you know, I'm here to support it.
Well, there you have it. Right now, we got probably arguably a top two tackle in the league. I keep telling y'all guys, they got Brandon Brooks, who's a top five guard if you really watch football. You got Dwayne Brown, a top two tackle. What are we going to do? What do we expect out the offense and expect out y'all side of the ball this year?
Domination.
Domination. You heard that? Dominant. What's your best bowling game ever, Dwayne?
Like 195.
This man just said 195. I'm not talking about on the Wii. What is your best bowling game ever in life? Was it really 195?
Yeah, 195. Now, I don't hit that consistently. I don't hit close to that consistently, but I did have 195.
Well, there you have it. Dwayne Brown is a certified bowler. He's the next great one. You know, he started from the bottom, but now he's going to probably be here. So tell us why you're out here and tell us what you're doing.
I'm over here to support Chester Pitts and, you know, just get my bowl on in here, show everybody the skills and stuff, and get ready to do this thing this season.
So you telling me you like Pete Weber on the bowling lanes?
You know, I think I'm pretty much, you know, in my own little category, you know.
So what's your best bowling game ever?
My best bowling game, I was actually, people don't believe me, but I scored a 285, and I missed on the last frame.
Not on the Wii. I'm talking about in real life.
No, I'm talking about in real life. In real life, I was 285, I'm telling you, 285.
Hey, that's like somebody saying real talk right afterwards. But no, I believe him. You know why? Because his last name's Browner. I'm here with Dynamo Great Brian Ching. Why are you here? Besides bowling, besides having fellowship, why are you here?
Hanging out with guys like you, man.
Hey.
Guys that like to give back to community. Chester, great event. Fantastic. And I love the bowl, but I suck at it.
Don't you think the USA team needed you this year?
No, I'm too old, man.
You're never too old.
I would have been a good water boy this year for him, man. I know how to get some good H2O.
Well, there it is. I'm here with Brian Ching, Patty, probably the greatest soccer player in all of Houston, one of the greatest of all time. Back to you in the studio. We really appreciate you for coming out here and supporting the Chester Pitts Charitable Foundation.
Well, Mark, everyone having some fun out here. You think you and I might need to go out there and throw with you?
I need to bowl. It's one sport that I might still have professional potential. No, probably not. Look, bowlers, I mean, they throw 300 games regularly, right? I can't curve the ball. I just aim right down the middle and hope that it goes off center a little bit and get a strike.
That's consistency. That's...
You look like you can bowl. Is that an insult? No.
All right, we have to take one final timeout here on Texans Huddle. But when we come back, we'll find out maybe if I can bowl or not. We'll let you know. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Patty Smith and Mark Vandermeer at Bowmore Lanes. Strikeout for the Arts put on by Chester Pitts. We're having a great time out here. Jonathan Joseph is also doing some off-the-field things this year.
Yeah, Patty. And Jay Joe and also his buddy Kareem Jackson have both been really active in the community since joining the Houston Texans. Of course, Kareem drafted. Jonathan Joseph acquired as a free agent on the eve of the 2011 training camp. Didn't do much in OTAs, but he'll be ready for training. And he's always ready to do stuff in the community.
You've been out here working with these kids, and it's interesting because there's such different ages, the 7 to 8 year olds, the 18 year olds. Just kind of talk about being out here in general and kind of what you're hoping to teach these kids.
I'm just trying to get the message across, you know, the importance of hard work, the importance of listening, being coachable, and just being able to apply the things that you're being taught from another coach or someone else and able to take it out to the practice field.
How much do you enjoy coming out here and working with these kids? I mean, it just probably to you seems like it was yesterday that you were the kid out here, you know, going through these camps and getting these kinds of lessons.
It was really fun because you have a chance to sit back and just listen to some of the things, the conversation that these kids are having now. And it's really funny, but at the same time, you have a chance to be around some of the kids that are probably never around a professional athlete or are able to get the knowledge from a professional athlete and things like that. So any advice or just any, you know, high five, handshake or anything could change some of these kids' lives, and they remember those things forever. So, you know, anytime you're out here to impact someone's life, it's always a good thing.
And J. Joe also out here tonight, but we're going to check in one final time with Travis Johnson. Travis?
Chess, man, looks like it's another great night.
Thank you, man.
It's like very successful. Well, how does all your events end up this successful?
You know what? Okay, I'll be real with you. I truly believe in my heart that what you give off is what comes back. I've always gone out of my way to make sure that, you know, I treated people the way I wanted to be treated. And I'm telling you, my life has been a blessing, and it's been reciprocated for me. And, I mean, it's the same thing. Why are you here tonight? Why, you know, why are the offensive linemen here tonight? And they come out and they support just because when you treat them right and you act the right way, guys support you.
There you have it. Number 69, formerly on the field, number one in your hearts. That's a wrap.
Number 69 on the field and number one in your heart. Did you just rate that?
Yes.
Oh, my God, you're awesome. That was so good.
Leave me hanging.
You know, we are at a bowling event, and I've got one right here, a bowling ball. Where are the laces on this thing?
Joe, laces? They're old.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh. Seems awfully complicated.
Yeah, and he's worried about bowling at 300. I don't think so.
Not going to happen. On Wii Bowling, maybe.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. But as we continue our summer tour, it's the Battle Red Ladies next Tuesday night. And you're going to kind of take over that one for me.
Oh, yeah. House of Blues fantasy football event. Always a lot of fun. And we'll be there to capture all of it.
All right. Have a great week, everyone.